Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Friday to you. Hope you're having a great day today. And boy, we're sailing through the month of February and really with some pretty decent weather throughout the month, and praise the Lord for that. And I'm ready to march on through February and get right into March. And we're looking forward to a great, great Sunday coming up this Sunday. It's I Love Mission Sunday as part of I Love My Church month. And we look forward to a great Lord's Day here at Bible Baptist Church. Our services are 9:30 for Sunday school and our Bible classes, and also 10:30 for the morning service, then 5:30 for the evening service. And we're excited about just a great, great Lord's Day together. Now, if your Bible's close by, I want you to go to Joshua chapter 24. Joshua chapter 24. Joshua is giving his final remarks here to the people of Israel. He knows the time of his departure is getting close, and he's going to go, and he's trying to encourage the people of God as they go into the promised land. And the land that was promised to them. And he encouraged them by saying in verse 14, "Now therefore fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and in truth. And put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve. What are the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood? Are the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell? But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." I want to talk to you a little bit today about that little phrase, "as for me." You know, the Christian life, as we know, begins with a decision. What's our decision? Our decision is to accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, that I'm going to trust Him. I'm not trusting baptism. I'm not trusting a good life. I'm not trusting what church I go to. I am trusting Jesus Christ alone for my salvation. And the Christian life then continues with decisions we make. And here the children of Israel have gone into the land of Canaan, the promised land, which pictures victory in the Christian life. It doesn't picture heaven, but it does picture that when we encounter the enemy, we can have victory over the enemy. And now he again puts this before the children of Israel and says, "Choose you this day whom you're going to serve." And Joshua lets them know, "I've made my decision. I want you to know, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord." He makes his decision public. One of the best things you can do is publicly declare your decision to live for God. Joshua said, "As for me, I'm going to serve the Lord, and my house is going to serve the Lord." He says, I don't know what you're going to do, but I'm going to serve the Lord. I don't care what anyone says. I'm going to serve the Lord. It does not matter to me what others do or don't do. I'm going to serve the Lord. It doesn't matter what the circumstances are. I'm going to serve the Lord. It doesn't matter what direction others go. I will serve the Lord. "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we will read the Bible. As for me and my house, we will be faithful to church. As for me and my house, we will live holy lives. As for me and my house, we'll have some standards. As for me and my house, we'll teach and we'll usher and we'll be in the nursery and we'll go witnessing. We will serve the Lord." Let me ask you a question. You ever decided that? Have you ever publicly made your stand that you're going to serve God with your life? There's going to come a day you're going to have to make that decision, and you need to make that decision that, "As for me in my house, I will serve the Lord." I'm talking to young people who, you do it because mom and dad do it. You go to church because mom and dad go to church, and you may help out here and there because mom and dad help out in there, but what about you? What about you? When will you say, "As for me, I will serve the Lord"? But then there's another one over here in 1 Samuel chapter 12. 1 Samuel and chapter 12. Notice with me verse 23. "Moreover," this Samuel speaking, "moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. But I will teach you the good and the right way. Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart. For consider how great things he hath done for us." Samuel says, "God forbid that I should not pray for you." Are we aware? I hope we're aware prayerlessness is a sin. Jesus said men ought always to pray and not to faint. He said pray and don't get weary of praying. He said you have not because you ask not. Philippians tells us, be careful for nothing but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. 1 Thessalonians, pray without ceasing. We don't pray. Oh, we live as if there's no God. Dr. John Rice, the 20th century's mightiest pen, said all of our failures are prayer failures. Samuel said, I tell you what, as for me, I'm going to pray for you. Oh, the promises of the Bible about prayer. Call unto me, and I'll answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things thou knowest not. I'm the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. Oh, my friend, have you ever decided to pray? Have you ever decided that you are going to spend time in prayer talking to God, and you're going to develop a fervent, vital prayer life? Are you a praying Christian? Joshua said, as for me, I'll serve the Lord. Samuel said, as for me, I will pray. In 1 Chronicles and chapter 29, we have Solomon. 1 Chronicles 29. I'm turning over there now. 1 Chronicles 29 and verse number 17. I know also, my God, that thou triest the heart and hast pleasure in uprightness. As for me, in the uprightness of mine heart, I have willingly offered all these things. And now have I seen with joy thy people, which are present here, to offer willingly unto thee. And David says, as for me, I'm going to be upright in my giving. I'm going to give to the house of God. Not just giving, honest giving. Well, what's honest giving? Well, giving the Lord his tithe, first of all. You say, well, I'm going to withhold my tithe. Well, it's not my tithe. It's God's tithe. The Bible says in Leviticus 27:30, the tithe is the Lord's. It's not mine. And if I don't give it, I'm not being honest. I'm not being truthful. In fact, Malachi says I'm robbing God. Now, you may rob people, and I hope you don't. But if you do, the one I wouldn't rob would be God. And so the case could be made, could it not? If the tithe belongs to God, I really haven't begun to give until I've gone beyond the 10%. See, whatever you determine to give, give it in the honesty and uprightness of your heart. That's what happened with Ananias and Sapphira in Acts chapter 5. They gave, but they didn't give honestly. They died because they weren't honest in their giving, and God struck them dead. So I don't know about you, but I'm going to be upright in my giving. That's what David would say, but David wasn't done. David, in Psalm 17 and verse number 15. Psalm 17, verse 15, David says this, but as for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake in thy likeness. David said, I'm going to be like Christ. As for me, I'm going to be like Christ. I'm not concerned about being like Mike. I want to be like Christ. Now, I know that sometimes as children grow up, somebody will say, whoa, you look just like your dad. Or, oh, you look just like your mom. When David said, I'm not satisfied until somebody says, I look like Jesus. I remind them of Jesus. David, you're the sweet psalmist of Israel. No, I'm not satisfied with that. David, you've slain your tens of thousands. No, I'm not satisfied with that. David, you're king over all Israel. No, I'm not satisfied with that. David, you served your own generation by the will of God. I'm not satisfied with that. David, you prepared well to build a temple for God. The house of God, he said, no, I'm not satisfied with that. I'm not satisfied till I awake in his likeness. I'm not satisfied until I'm like Christ. Let me ask you a question. What are you satisfied with? Are you satisfied being a 50% Christian? Being on again, off again, hit and miss? Are you satisfied with just being a Sunday morning Christian? Are you satisfied with not ever witnessing and giving anybody a gospel tract? Are you satisfied with a little sin in your life? Are you satisfied with being less than being like Christ? See, the standard is Jesus Christ. The standard is perfection. Joshua, as for me, I'll serve the Lord. Samuel, as for me, I will pray. David says, as for me, I'm going to be upright in my giving, and I'm going to be like Christ. And then over in the book of Jeremiah and chapter 17, Jeremiah 17 and verse number 16, Jeremiah says this, as for me, I have not hastened from being a pastor to follow thee,
neither have I desired the woeful day. Thou knowest, that which came out of my lips was right before thee.
Jeremiah says, as for me, I'm going to speak the truth. And Jeremiah had a rough message. He had to preach judgment to the people, and the people didn't want to listen to him. Jeremiah says, I spoke to you the truth. Oh, for preachers to get back to preaching the truth of the Word of God. I'm not here to preach what you want to hear. I'm here to preach what you need to hear. We need to hear the words of God. We need to hear, thus saith the Lord. I'm not here to tell you what psychology says. I'm here to tell you what God says. Do you speak the truth? As a Christian, do you say, I'm here to speak the truth? Or do you exaggerate? To exaggerate is to lie. Or do you speak to make sure that you look good? Or do you speak the truth? Or when you talk, do they say, well, consider who said that, or consider the source? Oh, make sure. The way you can make sure you speak the truth is speak the Word of God. Speak the Word of God. As for me. As for me. In other words, it doesn't matter what anyone else does. This is what I'm going to do. It doesn't matter what anyone else says. This is what I'm going to do. Have you ever come to that decision in your life? We're like Joshua. You say, as for me, I'm going to serve the Lord. Where Samuel says, as for me, I am going to pray. Where David says, as for me, I'll be upright in giving, and I will be like Christ. I'm not going to be satisfied until I'm like Jesus. And Jeremiah says, as for me, I will speak the truth. You know why you live the way you do? Because at some point you decided that you're going to live that way. And if you're going to change, it's because you've decided you're going to change and be different. And I'm the same way. I don't know about you, but let's decide today. If you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, decide to trust Him today. But then decide to serve Him as well. Decide that as for me, I'm going to serve the Lord. Decide that as for me, I'm going to pray faithfully to God. I'm going to develop my prayer life. As for me, I'm going to give uprightly. God loves a cheerful giver. I'm going to give cheerfully. As for me, I'm going to be like Jesus. I'm going to ask God to conform me to the image of His Son. And as for me, I'm going to speak the truth. Now, how about you? What is it for you? What will you look in the mirror and say, as for me, fill in the blank, what will it be? As for me, I hope it's one that you'll say, I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm going to pray. I'm going to be upright in my giving. I'm going to be like Christ, and I will speak the truth. I will speak the words of God. As for me. Boy, that's good. Well, I'm going to take that to heart today, and I hope you will as well. Let's make it a great Friday, okay? February the 17th, it's the only one we're going to have. So let's make it a good Friday and a great Friday for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I appreciate you listening to Words to Encourage Radio. Check it out on our website, bbcgrovecity.org. You can pick up past broadcasts there. It's also a podcast on iTunes and iHeartRadio, and you can subscribe to that, and then you can listen at your convenience. We also have a YouTube channel, Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, and a Facebook page by the same name, and we invite you to follow us along on social media. All right? Well, you have a great Friday. I'll see some of you on Sunday at church, and the rest of us will come back Monday for the broadcast. Until then, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.